This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from the Villa at Great Lakes Crossing. Patient first name is Darlene, D-A-R-L-E-N-E, last name is Fields, F-I-E-L-D-S. The date of birth is 7-7-1955. Date of evaluation is 4-14-2023. HPI history page, complaint, psychiatric evaluation to assess capacity to make informed medical decisions. History of present illness. This is a 67 years old female who was admitted here on 4-5-2023 upon transfer from Ascension Providence Hospital. Patient's chart indicates history of compression of brain, comma, metabolic encephalopathy, pulmonary embolism, chronic kidney disease, glaucoma, GERD, supraventricular tachycardia, urinary tract infection, cerebral edema, hypertension, the patient is a poor historian. She was resting comfortably in bed, but could not tell me circumstances leading to her placement. He responds to most questions by stating, quote, right, unquote. She could not tell me today's day, date, month, season, or what medications she's taking, period. Next paragraph, I spoke to patient's son, Brandon, who lives in Indiana, on phone. Patient's son reports that his mom was okay up until a month or so ago. He denied any prior history of mental illness and mother. Patient is not on any psychotropic medications. She gets enteral feeding now. Patient also had UTI. And apparently was found lying on the floor and had pulmonary embolism, period. Brandon reported that his mother is on Social Security disability. And hasn't worked in a long time. But he reports that she was fairly talkative person prior to, quote, getting sick, unquote. Next paragraph, no history of hypomanic, manic, or psychotic symptoms. Patient is not on any psychotropic medications. Next paragraph, review system, general CHPI, eyes, ears, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, unable to assess. Gastrointestinal, genitourinary, musculoskeletal, unable to assess, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, hemallergies, unable to assess. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, no, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no, number of prior hospitalizations are zero, prior history of aggression, violence, no. Next paragraph, social history, education, highest grade, not known, current occupation, patient hasn't worked in a long time. Next paragraph, current relationship. Current relationship is single, number of children, one son. Next paragraph, legal issues, difficulties with legal system, not known. Next paragraph, medical record lab, diagnostic test, review, graduate former, check charge review, check nursing, social worker, check family. I spoke to patient's son, Brandon. Next paragraph, under review, history and habits and comments, please see surgical and medical history as reported in HPI. Save that information. Next paragraph, mental status examination, blood pressure 108 over 60, pulse 76, respiration 16. Next paragraph, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait not tested, speech, soft, and disfluent, and response to most question by saying, quote, right, unquote, mood, unable to assess, associations not very spontaneous, perceptual disturbance, none, level of consciousness alert, oriented to a person only, place time impaired, memory unable to assess but recent seems to be impaired, attention, concentration poor, fun of knowledge poor, judgment and insight poor. Next paragraph, under current medications, no psychotropic medications, MAR reviewed. Next paragraph, assessment and plans. Number one, metabolic encephalopathy, G93.41. Plans ongoing follow up with the PCP. And neurosurgery, patients, MRI of brain had shown a brain mass. Next paragraph, unspecified dementia, unspecified severity without behavioral disturbance, psychotic disturbance, mood disturbance, and then anxiety F03.90. Next paragraph, disposition, patient has significant confusion, short-term memory impairment, limited insight and judgment. He or she lacks capacity to make informed medical decisions. Consider activation of power of attorney and or guardianship. We'll follow with you as needed basis. Procedure code 99305, end of dictation.